Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk Canes with head coach Mark Richt on the home of the U, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. The Mark Richt Show is brought to you by J&K Roofing, serving South Florida for over 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF. And by Bennett Auto Supply, drive with a leader.
All right, let's go right to him. Mark Richt, University of Miami head football coach, as he's all set now at the end of the month, playing the Orange Bowl against Wisconsin. But he's got another important date coming up. That's at December 20th, early signing date. First year for that. Good morning, coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Man, we're doing great. Coach, we get up so damn early. We start drinking coffee about 3 hours ago. We're ready to go. Hey, recruiting. Obviously, right now, big part of what you're doing before you get back to your football team, is it more for you about South Florida recruiting or hitting it out of the state or other parts of the state?
Well, the first thing we got to do is make sure we hit all the guys that plan on being mid-year enrollees. The kids that graduate early will show up in January, because the head coach gets one shot at a home visit. Okay, so I got to get all that in before we get to the dead period here and at the end of this week, or I'll not be able to see them at all. You know, I might be able to go back and see their parents or something, but
right.
a lot of these guys will be on campus starting in January. So that's first priority. And then the head coach's visit, you hope, is as close to the signing date as possible. So we do have some guys that aren't mid-year enrollees that still plan on signing on the 20th of this month. So I'm trying to knock out those guys too, the very best I can. So I've been all over the place, been kind of nonstop. We did have a recruiting weekend with some young men that were in town this weekend, so I stopped in town for a minute to do that. And so it's been busy, but it's been good. Most of the visits I've had is really more of a celebration of a decision that's already been made. And those are the best visits.
Coach, first of all, I don't know, what is the number? How many scholarships do you have for this recruiting class?
Yeah, well, we could, by rule, you could go 25, and you could even go over that number if you have some saved from the year before. So we've got plenty of numbers. The question is, will we have space in the 85? You got to have space for those guys. You're allowed 85 total.
Right.
And you also want to make sure you're bringing in guys that can help you win not only the Coastal, but the ACC and a national championship. So you don't want to sign a guy just to say you signed him. You want to sign guys that you really believe can help us get to the promised land.
The other part of that would be, what would be the goal for this early signing? What do you think's realistic December 20th?
As far as a number?
Yeah.
I don't know. Every guy who's coming in January, and there's somewhere between probably 9 and 11 of those. And then there's a lot of guys that just know that they know what they want to do. And those are the guys that you want to do it. We're anticipating a good number, though.
Coach, all right, so on the other end of this, we just found out, or we knew for a couple months now, about Mark Walton and him now going pro, and made it kind of official on his Twitter the other day. You had him for a year. I remember talking to you at the ACC Media Days about Mark Walton. Thoughts about Mark and his, next step, I could say, in the football world?
Right. Well, first of all, a year ago he was voted by the entire coaching staff the MVP of the team. I mean, we know he's a great runner. We know he's a great pass protector, route runner, ball catchers, special teamer, and just a guy that showed up every day, whether it was the strength and conditioning or practice. The guy, was in his element. He loved it, and he brought a lot of energy to the team. So we missed him. I mean, I know people say, well, Homer came in and did great, which he did, but we still missed a lot that Mark brought. But Mark has known for a while that he was going to go. But he really had a lot of respect for what was happening in the middle of the season. We were having this winning streak, and he didn't want the news of him going pro to take anything away from what was happening on the field. So he kind of kept it under his lid for a minute. And then, you know, after everything kind of settled down, he went ahead and made it public. But I'll say this, I think he'll be a very good pro player. He does so many things that are valuable, you know, that's valuable to a football team. And he does a lot of the things I just mentioned. So I think he'll be a long-time NFL player.
Coach, when do those conversations with guys that are thinking about leaving early take place, and the information you try to get them and you give them your opinion, right, or you listen to them, right, or whatever it is?
Yeah, that'll be mostly beginning next week after we get off the road recruiting. You know, there's no time. I forgot the date that guys declare, but there'll be a little bit of time between now and that time to really be able to thoroughly get the information out. I've always wanted to get them the best information possible, and that's from the NFL people. You know, you can hear things from coaches, you know, your college coaches. You can hear things from agents. You can hear things from family members. You can hear all these things, but in the end, it's what the NFL believes about you. And, you know, there's a survey that the NFL puts together to help those guys. But, you know, you can also get some good information from guys that you know that are scouts around the NFL. That'll give you a very realistic view of where they think they stack up.
Coach, what do you do with this time off? I mean, I know what you're doing with this time off right now in between games, but I'm talking about the players. You got a lot of guys on campus, or, you know, it's the holiday season. Right. I know what my wife's making me do. We're going around Christmas shopping and getting the house ready. But what are these kids like? How do you manage the kids on campus or that want to see their family during the holidays?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, they're finishing up school. They're running and lifting with our strength and conditioning staff while, you know, the coaches are out on the road recruiting. We'll start bowl practice on Monday, a week from today. So, you know, we keep them pretty busy. But in regard to Christmas, we're going to give them, I think it's a 3 or 4 day span to go home and then come back. We're actually going to regroup on Christmas night to get the number of practices in, because it's on the 30th of December. We still got to get kind of a normal week once we get back from Christmas. But the guys will get a few days home. And then after the bowl game, there's at least 2 weeks they'll get to go back home before school starts up again in mid-January.
Coach, I want to ask you about your offense here. We do have one more game left. That's against Wisconsin at the end of the month there. No Richards, no Herndon. Huge losses for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth. How do you score points? What's the game plan here as you get set for Wisconsin to find some guys that can pick it up a little bit?
Well, I think what will help is we'll have more time to figure it out. You know, last week we lost Herndon in the Pitt game, and so we knew he was gone for that game. And we had some thoughts as to what we wanted to do. Amon Richards was a big part of some of those thoughts, and then he gets hurt on Wednesday in practice. So kind of hit us quick, and we tried to do the best we could. And, you know, obviously it wasn't good enough. But now that we have a little more time to get guys in the right spots, knowing that Amon's gone, we're hoping that'll help us out.
All right, Wisconsin, this is one of those Big Ten teams, love to run the ball. They got the big uglies up front. That's their old-school Big Ten kind of football. What's a scouting report from your eyes on this team offensively and defensively?
Yeah, I mean, you described them. They are big, physical. They play hard. I mean, they won almost every game. I mean, they're used to winning. They got a lot of confidence. They defensively, I've watched more of them. As usual, they swarm the ball. They're knocking people back. They're not going to try to trick you. You know, they're just going to line up and try to whip you, and that's what they've been doing all year. And that'll be the challenge for us.
Hey, Coach, getting back to this recruiting stuff real quickly. Some big states you're hitting outside of Florida. Can you give us a little insight without getting in trouble?
Yeah, we were. You know, I went about as far west as you can go as far as people that we are recruiting. I'm allowed to say we're recruiting guys. I can't talk much about them.
Right.
But we're out there in Nevada, Las Vegas, and went through Houston, and then came through a good bit of Atlanta for a minute. And then we were kind of North Florida and working our way down, where this week will be almost all South Florida for me. I don't think I'll do anything other than mostly the Tri-County area here.
Mark, I want to ask you about South Florida. I was just looking at the names. We can say the high schools, right? American Heritage Plantation, sure, and St. Thomas and Northwestern. Just some of the teams that made it, Chaminade, that made it to the state and won state championships. Some of those teams, man, some of those teams got some big-time players. Are you able to did you go to the state games, and are you able to get to all those kids?
Well, what we chose to do, you could choose to go to a state game, or you can make a home visit with a kid, with your staff. Now, my staff, once a week, our staff members can go. I can go only once during the recruiting cycle, but our coaches could be in their homes once a week. So we made the decision to go in the homes, have a sit down, have a nice talk, spend time with that personal relationship rather than sit in the stands and watch a game that you can watch on TV. And so we didn't go to a lot of them because we couldn't go twice in 1 week, if that makes sense.
Yeah. How's
and, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how's the talent overall in South Florida? That's what I wanted to get to. It looks like it's really good this year.
I mean, that's why I came to Miami. That's why I'm at the U, you know, because of the great talent that there is in South Florida and you know, especially the Tri-County area down here. But, you know, you want to go to a place that has players and you don't have to travel too far to see them. And I know I mentioned some of the places we went for some national blue chippers, but they better be a national blue chipper if you're leaving this area to go get them. And that's the case in how we're trying to go about it.
Coach, how much in all the years you've been doing this has social media changed everything when it comes to recruiting? And we see guys, I show Joe every morning when I come in here, look at this video of this guy that said they might be coming down here. Look at this video. Look at this guy. Social media and recruiting, how much has it changed everything in the last 10 or 15 years?
It's huge. It's huge. I think I would say probably, I don't know what percentage, but I would guess 80, 90% of what you see is probably how they feel about things. You can learn a lot by just keeping an eye on what they're putting out there, what they're posting. But I think at times they'll throw smoke screens out there, you know, and try to get people all, you know, riled up about, you know, oh, I thought he was coming here, and now he says he's going there. You know, I think they'd like to mess around a little bit too because everybody's paying such close attention.
Mark, do you find most of the top players, do they get burned out on the recruiting thing, or do they seem to love it and just can't get enough of, hey, Rick's coming to see me today and Jimbo tomorrow, can't wait?
Yeah. I think most of them by the end can't wait for it to be over. I think even some of the parents that are so, you know, because there's a lot of parents that get into it too, and they kind of enjoy the attention for them and for their son, and I think they get worn down too. And usually by the time signing date rolls around, everybody's excited about getting it over with and getting to where you're going. And, you know, recruiting really should be about finding the school that's best for you, securing your spot because there's not unlimited spots, and then go recruit the rest of your class. To me, that's the most important thing. If I'm talking to my son about what's important in recruiting, but, you know, people get excited about the number of stars that, you know, everybody gets and all that kind of thing. And I can understand that it's exciting. But in the end, you got to learn to focus on what's most important, you know, on the field and in the classroom when this thing's said and done. I think that's the same thing is true in recruiting.
By the way, don't pay attention to those stars or anything you were just talking about, but most people got you 3 or 4 in the country right now.
Well, sometimes that's exciting, you know, for everybody. And hopefully they're right. Hopefully they're right.
Yeah. Mark, good stuff, man. Really appreciate you come. You pay attention to that star stuff. Come on, 4-star. Do you pay attention?
You know who's got what because it means so much to him. I mean, if a guy goes from a 3 to 4-star, I mean, you got to congratulate him, you know, because it is important to those guys. And, you know, we think all of our guys are 4 and 5-star.
There you go. Coach, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you.
Mark Richt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.